Here is Darren Dreger, our TSN Hockey Insider. What's happening, Dregs?
Not much. Just kind of going about my business. How about you guys?
Well, we were talking about your reporting on the World Juniors earlier. I mean, I guess that the NHL has kind of put the framework together for the IIHF, and they're basically just going to use it and apply it to the World Juniors in Edmonton. Is that the way we should read the situation, or what?
Yeah, I mean, that's about the gist of it. And it's probably best-case scenario from a variety of fronts, including TSN, to be selfish here, right? Like, you've got a major platform, which is the World Junior Championship, which frankly was in solid jeopardy of being canceled for this year among many of the international events that they've decided to utilize the hub in Edmonton to push through. Now, similar to the NHL, the same as the NHL, there won't be any fans in the building, but at least they get to showcase these kids who worked so hard to have that opportunity. And, assuming that the health and the world rights itself for next year, they intend on coming back to Alberta for the following year as well. So that's best case scenario, and we'll see what happens. I mean, assuming that COVID-19 doesn't take a bigger bite out of the world, then that's exactly what the IIHF intends to do moving forward.
Yeah, and I have concluded, I finally came to my senses, trying to predict where this is going to take us. Right. It's just a fool's race. I mean, I've been saying it for months. I'm like, oh, we'll be in a better place. This is going to happen. Yeah. I have no idea, right? I have no idea, and I don't think anyone can predict it. But at least the tournament's going to go on, and we were wondering kind of how Hockey Canada is going to analyze everything.
If college hockey's not happening,
junior hockey, like, this is going to be a real challenge.
It's going to be an enormous challenge, and I don't want to equate junior hockey to what the powers that be at Hockey Canada or any of the federations are going to have to go through, but it could be kind of the same. Like, you have to pick your team, don't you, on what you know and what you've seen to this point, because you're not going to see a whole lot more. Now, the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League is moving forward. Maybe you get a taste of what's happening in the Western League and the Ontario Hockey League, but I think these guys who's ever involved in decision making have probably formulated what they believe their team is going to look like. And the truth is, that's going to be a complicated process moving forward as well. And I haven't got a firm answer, be it from Hockey Canada or any of the federations, but how soon do you begin the level of testing? Because there is going to be an intensive and an aggressive level of testing. The plan is to, assuming everything goes as according to plan, from a European perspective, they're going to have three charters available to all of these European federations. How many tests are all of those kids and personnel going to have to go through before they can get on that plane? And then they know when they get to Edmonton around the 11th of December, they're going to be scrutinized and heavily tested on a daily basis, not dissimilar to what's happened in the NHL. So there's an enormous amount of protocol. So picking the team might be the easiest part of all of this.
Dregs, we were talking earlier. Do you get the sense now that if the World Juniors are going to go, in Edmonton in a bubble around Christmas, does that in essence push the NHL timetable back? Would you think that, maybe the NHL would be starting later or into the new year because of the commitment there in Edmonton?
I don't think that, the two go hand in hand. Deputy Commissioner Bill Daly, on Pierre LeBrun and Scott Bernstein's podcast recently, yeah, made it clear that they were leaning towards early January or even mid-January. I think we can all appreciate that's just the reality of the world right now, right? Like, yeah, there's not travel restrictions that are being lifted here. So what is going to change in the very near future? And with the numbers driving up in provinces, including Ontario in Canada, the NHL probably is going to face the reality of the Canadian government, saying, no, we're not in a position to bend. So I don't think that the two sides are related. I think the NHL would start as soon as they were granted permission to start. And, you know, there might be a lot of border consideration given to both sides. I was asked the other day about whether or not there could be a full Canadian conference. And of course there could be in the NHL. Of course there could be. I guess the follow-up question I would ask, though, is, you know, is any NHL owner willing or wanting to move forward with a season that doesn't have fans? And as long as the COVID-19 numbers continue to drive up, I don't think that there's going to be any chance of fans being in the building anytime soon. So that might be the first answer or the first question that needs to be answered.
Right. Dregs, you guys have always promised us heavy activity around free agent frenzy, and I think in the last 5 years they've been duds. It sounds like, I know Billy Guerin, and they made a trade with Buffalo. It sounds like it's going to be a real busy time, whether it be cutting money or wanting to take on money. It's a lot of teams want to get in the transaction game, don't they?
Yeah, no question about that. And, I mean, there'll be no doubt that the market will be flooded with opportunity. You know, it's going to come down to whether or not the owners are willing to stick to their guns and hold on to their internal cap, or there'll be a number of teams, we know, Toronto included, that are going to have to abide by the 81.5 salary cap. So I think, again, I sound like a broken record when I talk about this. We know, like, Bill Guerin, the Minnesota Wild, have been very active. I thought it was an impressive trade by Kevin Adams in Buffalo. He brings in Eric Staal, who is a proven winner, still has some game left. They shed a little bit of payroll in Buffalo. So it's interesting to me, the managers who are getting their job done early, and I think maybe we're going to see more of that in the days ahead. But when then you flood the market with the restricted free agents, the players that, you know, clubs just, they're afraid of the arbitration number and they don't want to qualify. You know, there could be some interesting pieces there. So between now and the draft, and then you get to the draft, you've got October 9th with free agency. I don't think there's any doubt that it's going to be very active.
With Darren Dreger, TSN Hockey Insider. So we've been discussing the likelihood of Braden Point playing tonight. It was announced earlier today by the head coach in Tampa that he would be a game-time decision. We're all split on what that means. What is your crystal ball saying?
Well, I'm with you, and I, as an insider, I wish I had solid insider information. What I will tell you is full credit to everyone within that organization in Tampa Bay, because nobody is willing to give up anything. And that's a little bit unusual, but, you know, yesterday, John Cooper, the head coach, say, look, you know, we're hoping that we see Braden again, maybe as early as game six. So whether that's mind games or the head coach absolutely didn't know, I mean, there's speculation. Is it groin? Is it hip? What is it? Well, you know, Noodles and O-Dog know this better than I do. And maybe some respect to you, Brian, as well. You would know this.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Put me down in their group, Dregs.
Yeah,
go ahead,
I'll
finish
put
your
you
thought.
In their group. But I would say when a player at this time of year isn't in the lineup, he's hurt. Just bottom line. Like, you're not saving Braden Point for game six or game seven. He just can't play, and he's hurt. So if he's playing tonight, then, you know, good on him. I hope the best for Point and Tampa Bay Lightning. There's some speculation around that hip groin area, but we're not going to get that information until after the playoffs, probably to be specific as to what his issue is.
Well, we'll see. It's going to be a fun night tonight. You know, the Islanders, they don't always make it look pretty, but they make it look effective.
And I'm doing the game, Brian, and I know it's going to be 2-1. Like, I already know going in, 2-1.
No.
Yeah. Overtime? I could see double or triple tonight.
Day off tomorrow if that's the case.
For who?
Me.
The Islanders?
No.
Are you playing? When you say you're doing the game, what does that mean?
Like I've told you before, you dope.
Okay.
When you're done radio, you're done work. Other people have other obligations, like SportsCenter, going into the building.
Wow.
It's 5 hours of my life that you're just sitting there with your feet up on your couch. If there's triple overtime, do not expect me on this program tomorrow. And that is a straight fact.
Okay, we'll see about that. We'll leave it there, Dregs.
No, you'll see, because when you, like, it's just, there'll be a blank thing.
It's just
thing.
A fact? There's just going to be a garden gnome up there?
Yeah.
Yeah, like there was earlier in this show.
Exactly.
Yes,
that
exactly. Was me. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Dregs.
All right, hold on. Before we dispatch here, I just want to correct. I want to take a mulligan on the bogey. Mm-hmm. I should have mentioned Brian Hayes in the same conversation with Jeff O'Neill.
Thank you.
And well, you shouldn't have, because he hadn't played in the National
Thank you,
Hockey
Dregs.
League.
No, I liked how you said, Dregs, you were like, and somewhat you, Brian. Like, you were like, oh,
that's,
and Hayes, you understand this?
Yeah,
and to some extent, to a lesser extent.
No,
that works for me.
I don't feel comfortable with
that. Was awesome.
No, I had to absolutely backtrack, because that's not fair to Brian.
Well, you're a good man for doing that. Thank you, Dregs.
Awesome.
All right, boys.
All right. There's Darren Dreger, a hockey insider.
Yeah.
Very inclusive man.
But he said, he was honest, though. He goes, Owen and Noodles, you can appreciate this. And I guess somewhat to a lesser extent, you can as well, Brian.
Mm-hmm.
Did he say that?
You know, Noodles and O-Dog know this better than I do. And maybe some respect to you, Brian, as well. You would know this.
Yeah. There you go. I'll take that. That's
some
a
respect.
Win for me.
Okay, there you go.
That's
that
a win.
That's
an asterisk beside it, but it's a win.
Yeah.
It's
I think
win.
It was an afterthought. I think what happened is he realized he was going to be a soundbite and was like, I better follow this up so that Hayes's head, so that you weren't given the head shake behind the
and
glass.
And I think what Darren meant to say, and O'Brien, I'll give you another deep dive into locker room talk. Braden Point is, he meant to say injured, because in the big leagues, you're either hurt. If you're hurt, you can maybe play. Injured, you can't play.
Can't play.
So there's hurt and there's injured. I would suspect if Point doesn't play, which I don't believe is going to happen, if he doesn't, he's injured.
Right. Well, and if he's injured, then it's just more mind games that I think are completely irrelevant and do nothing.
Oh, he's unfit to play.
Yeah. But the Islanders aren't sitting there saying we're either winning or losing tonight because this guy's in the lineup.
I mean, will say this.
They're going to prepare the same way.
They are, but both games that he has not played, the Islanders have won.
Yep. Oh, he's the best guy on the ice. Like, he's been the best player on the ice.
Yeah.
And it's a massive story and a massive deficit to the lineup of Tampa if he's not in there.
Correct.
But it gets back to a bigger conversation about gambling and all that stuff. If you're going to withhold that information when you know it, like if you know he's not playing and you're giving it the old, well, we'll see tonight, that can't happen in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you want gambling, you can't have that. Right. You can't do that to your customers.